Cameroon, like most other African countries, is vulnerable to the effects of climate change. Mr. Amogo Joseph, an official of the Ministry of the Environment, is one of the Cameroonian negotiators at the UN climate change talk.
The question of climate change is a reality in our country. We have problem of precipitation. We have the impact in the different sector of our economy, agriculture, livestock activity, health, the production of energy. So coming here to negotiate, we are negotiating for the development of our country.
Ibrahim Jobdi is Umbororo from the northwest region of Cameroon.
The worst effect of climate change on my people is drought. In 1983, my father had 500 cows. And since then, every dry season, he loses about 20 cows. And now my father is managing with around 50 cows, which is wives and children, sell cattle to buy food. We sell cattle to buy everything. So there is hunger, there is starvation, there is poverty. Children cannot go to school because of climate change.
Due to the severe effects of climate change, Ibrahim has come to the UN conference to tell the story of the indigenous Mbororo people.
People's lives are being threatened, livelihoods are being lost, so it is a very serious problem. That's why I'm here.
Dozens of Cameroonians from the government and non-governmental organizations who are present at the talks support Africa's stand that historical polluting countries should finance and technically support climate change mitigation and adaptation projects in Africa. Cameroon also has one very strong wish.
We would like to see that red becoming a tool for the development of our country. The environmental services that forest is bringing to our international community must bring money to our country for the modernization of our agriculture, for the modernization of our livestock activity, for the development of ecotourism.
Bernice Tabong, CRTV News, Durban, South Africa.